So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed Reb Meir's opinion regarding Zakei Mamre. Ein chayav ela davish hazadein nekaris v'shegugas echatas. A Zakin Mamri is liable only if his ruling was for a matter which b'meizid is punishable with karas, and b'shegi requires a karb mechatas. And the Gemara continues to apply Reb Meir's opinion to the braisa that elaborates on the various rulings of a Zakin Mamri based on the following pasuk of Zakin Mamri. Ki poli mimcha davar lemishpat bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, u bein nega lenega, divrei ribeis b'sharecha. The word divrei refers either to charamim, the Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin argued in the Machlikes Rabbi Yehuda ben Besev Rabbanan regarding stam charamim, whether a charam that was not specified belongs to the Kahanim or to Bedek Abayis. And this could lead to karas v'chatas if the Kohen was mekadesh a woman with the charam. If the Sanhedrin ruled that the charam belongs to the Kohen, she becomes an Hs Ish because the money belongs to him. While the Zakin Mamre ruled that the money belongs to Hekdish, and she did not become an Eishes Ish, and accordingly one who marries this woman as per the Zakin Mamre is liable for Karas V'chatas. Or Arachin, they argued in the Machlekes Reb Meir V'Rabbanan regarding Hamarach Poches Mi Ben Chaydish. If a person places Arachin on a child younger than 30 days, whether he is obligated to give Dama of the child's market value to Hekdish. And the question whether the Arachin money belongs to the owner or to the Hekdish could lead to Karas V'chatas as before if the owner was Mekadesh a woman with this money. Or Hekdashis. They argued in the Machlekes Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Rabbanan whether the redemption of Hekdash is through 10 people or 3 people. And if the redemption was with only 3 people, the question whether the item belongs to the owner or to Hekdash could lead to Karas V'chatas as before if the owner was Mekadesh a woman with the item. The word Rivais refers either to Hashkoa Saita. They argued in the Machlekes Reb Eliezer Reb Yeshua regarding Satira. If a married woman was secluded with someone else, whether she becomes a saita and loses her ksuba through one witness or only two witnesses to the stira. And if there was only one witness, the question whether the ksuba belongs to the husband or wife could lead to karas v'chatas if she sold her ksuba to someone and he was mekadesh a woman with the ksuba money. Or arifas egla. They argued in the Machlikas Reb Eliezer Reb Akiva regarding moedidin, whether they measure to the closest city from the corpse's stomach or nose. And the question of which city is obligated to bring the Egla Rufa could lead to Karas V'chatas if a person was Mekadesh a woman with the true Egla Rufa, the Kedushin is not effective. Or Taras Mitzayra, they argued in the Machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan regarding Ein Li Bohin Yad, Bohin Regel, Oizen Yamanis, whether a Mitzayra can achieve Tahara if he has no thumb on his right hand or no big toe on his right foot, or he does not have a right earlobe, and if he remains in Mitzayra and enters the Beis HaMikdash, he is liable for Karas V'chatas. The word b'sharecha refers either to leket v'shekcha. They argued in the machlikis b'shame u'b'sila regarding shleisha, whether three stalks of leket or three bundles of shekcha belong to the ani or to the owner, which could lead to karas v'chatas if the owner was mekadesh a woman with a leket v'shekcha. Or peya. They argued in the machlikis Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabban regarding af mafresh min ha'isa, whether one is obligated to give peya to the ani from grain that was already kneaded into a dough, which could lead to karas v'chatas if the ani was mekadesh a woman with the dough. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes in the type of arguments between the Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin. Rav Kahana says, "Atshiyimru kachu be'enai v'heinaimrim m'pi hashmua nerag." The Zakin Mamre is executed only if he says that his opinion is based on his own understanding, and the Sanhedrin say their opinion is from an earlier source because the Sanhedrin's opinion is stronger than the Zakin Mamre. However, who am in piyashmua behein am in piyashmua in an erik? If the opinions of both the Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin were from earlier sources, the Zakin Mamre is not executed because both opinions are equal. And who am rikachu beina behein am rikachu beinenu in an erik? If both the Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin claim that their opinions are based on their own understanding, the Zakin Mamre is not executed because both opinions are equal. And certainly if the Zakin Mamre says his opinion is based on an earlier source, and the Sanhedrin say their opinion is based on their own understanding, the Zakin Mamre is not executed because his opinion is stronger than the Sanhedrin. And for this reason, the Sanhedrin did not execute Akavi ben Mahalal, who argued on 4 points because his opinions were Mepi Hashmua. Rav Elazar disagrees in all the above cases and says even if the Zakin Mamre says his opinion is based on an earlier source and the Sanhedrin say their opinion is based on their own understanding, the Zakin Mamre is executed because so that machlikis does not spread among Klal Yisrael. and lo hargus a kav ben malal b'mnesh lehayra halacha lemaisa. The Sanhedrin did not execute a kav ben malal because he only taught his opinion, but he did not rule this way. The Gemara brings proof to Rabbi Loz's reasoning from the following braisa that concludes zakei mamri sheratzu bezdina limchaloi. If the bezdin wanted to pardon the zakei mamri, they may not do so. Kedishalei yirbu machlekes b'Yisrael. Zakta Mishnah Chaymer b'divrei seifer m'b'divrei Torah. Regarding zakei mamri, a matter whose source is through the Rabbanan is more stringent than a matter whose source is mentioned in the Torah, and that ha'omer ein tefillin kedei lavra al divrei Torah pater. If the zakei mamri ruled that there is no mitzvah to wear tefillin, he's not liable because, as Rashi explains, the ein zu ha'ira de zilkari be'ravu. Since the source for tefillin is explicitly written in the Torah, his ruling is completely disregarded and has no effect. Chomish toitafis lahisav al divrei seifer m'chayev. But if the zakei mamri ruled that there is a mitzvah to wear tefillin with five batim, in which the parashis, the parchment, is housed instead of four batim, he's liable because since the source for dal batim is derived only through the chachamim, his ruling might be accepted and does have an effect. Rav Elazar and Rav Yishya lists four conditions in the ruling of the zakei mamri according to Rav Yehuda. Ein chayev ela al davar she'ikari midivrei Torah. He's liable only for a ruling in a mitzvah whose source is mentioned in the Torah. And upeirush midivrei seifer, the details were derived through the chachamim. And v'yeshbe lohaisif, his ruling was in addition to the mitzvah. And v'mohaisif gereya, this addition detracts and disqualifies the existing mitzvah. And only regarding mitzvah's tefillin are all these conditions fulfilled. Because midivrei Torah, mitzvah's tefillin is mentioned in the Torah. Midivrei seifer, the four batim were derived through the chachamim. V'yeshbe lohaisif, the zakei mamri can add a fifth bias to the mitzvah. V'mohaisif gereya, a fifth bias disqualifies the existing four batim because bias chitzin she'in eroya sa'aver posel. Since the outside of the batim are covered by the fifth bias, the tefillin are possible. However, regarding mitzvahs arba minim, only the first three conditions are fulfilled, and that medivri Torah, medivri seifer, v'yesh b'lo ha'isif. One can add a fifth min, a fifth species, to the mitzvah, but the fourth condition is not fulfilled because in ha'isif in the gereya, it does not disqualify the mitzvah. Because according to the opinion of Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, the arba minim do not need to be bound together. If one adds a fifth min, ha'iluchodekoi v'ha'iluchodekoi. The fifth min is not associated with the others, and the mitzvah is fulfilled with the original four minim. According to the opinion of Lulav Tzarech Eged, the arba minim do need to be bound together. If one adds a fifth min, gerua v'oimiru, the mitzvah that begins only after Eged was never fulfilled. And regarding mitzvah tzitzis, only the first three conditions are fulfilled, and that medivri Torah, medivri seifim, v'yeshba lahaisif. One can add a fifth corner with tzitzis to the mitzvah, but the fourth condition is not fulfilled because of Mohisiv in the Gereya. Because according to the opinion of Kesher Ha'elyon, Lav Dereisa, Mid Dereisa, one is not obligated to tie the tzitzit to the garment. If one adds a fifth corner, Ha'iluch Adekoi V'Ha'iluch Adekoi, the fifth tzitzit is not associated with the others, and the mitzvah is fulfilled with the original four tzitzit. And according to the opinion of Kesher Ha'elyon Dereisa, Mid Dereisa, one is obligated to tie the tzitzit to the garment. If one adds a fifth corner, Geruah V'Omer, the mitzvah that begins only after Kshira, was never fulfilled.